and we don't. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
Ain't no law. I hate that so. Wild. So much. Oh my goodness. Well, before we start this episode, I would like to give a life update about Mr. Wizard.
Starting off with it?
Yeah, I think we should just start off with it.
Do you want to introduce ourselves? Or no?
No.
Let's do it live.
So if anyone will know that dog, small, like Chihuahua Terrier mix, named Wizard. He's very cute, very small, has a tag that is shaped like a cement 3, which is a Jordan shoe. Anywho, he and I were visiting my auntie, and while I was at work, my aunt accidentally let him out of her home, and the panic and chaos ensued for the next, like, 72 hours.
Oh my gosh.
She called me, like, as I was clocking back in from lunch, sobbing. Like, literally was just screaming on the phone, and it took me a second to understand what she was saying. And for anyone who doesn't know, Wizard is a very skittish boy, specifically around humans. And so when he got out of the house and her gut instinct was to, like, go after him, that just made him shoot up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And he was just, I mean, he was running around. He went to a, like, BART station that was half a mile away. He got to an Outback Steakhouse. Like, he was in all sorts of parking lots. He ended up at a Savers thrift store for a little bit. But, you know, people kept, like, reaching for him and trying to grab him, so it just made him run more, which was very sad and frustrating, and I just, he's just so freaking poor. But I, being the unhinged animal owner that I am, I just started, like, trying to put my scent over, like, to get him to come back to my.
You're supposed to house. Like, you're supposed to put, like, their bed and a shirt that you wore. Mm-hmm.
Yes, out. Yes, that is what you're supposed to do.
And you did that.
I did do that. I also put 3 pairs of used underwear in a tree so that the wind would carry it.
The scent, not the underwear.
I put the, like, my entire dirty clothes basket on my aunt's front porch. Like, it looked insane. And then on top of that, and let me preface this by saying, I know that this is useless, but I was worried. I was in duress. I was concerned about my beautiful boy Wizard. I was so, like, ashamed about it, and just, like, I knew that, like, understand or allow me to do it. So I would wait until the dead of night.
I know what this is. Sarah does not.
I would wait until the dead of night, and then I wouldn't pee all day. And so I would pee in a water bottle, and I would just pour it everywhere. And I know that my dog does not think I smell like piss.
Like,
there's no it doesn't help.
You're like, it Taylor does, Swift and cats just spreading it around on everyone.
It wasn't a useful thing to do, but it made me feel better. And
sometimes that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, well, and I was sleeping, like, at the door because I insisted on keeping the door propped open all night in case he came back and he would just come in, as opposed to, like, you know, having to try and grab him outside again. I wanted him to just, like, kind of get lured in. But one evening I caught a possum. My aunt does not know this. I did not tell her about this. So it's like, she's not going to let me keep the door open. But what happened was the way her house works is she has like a little step up to her front door, and then her front door, it's like a very narrow hallway that has another door to a bathroom. So what we did is we propped the doors so that it made like almost a little maze. And one evening I was like barely asleep and probably still crying, and I just heard little nails, and I was like, mm-hmm. Wizard. And so I got up and I just see I just look up and I see this little possum tail jetting into the bathroom. And I was like, oh shit. So I just like quietly shut that door. And I was like, I need a plan.
Real.
Well, I didn't want it to get anywhere else or get close, like more deeper into the house. Yeah. So I just shut it into the bathroom for a minute. Everybody else was asleep, like upstairs. And so I took all of the blankets that I was sleeping under and made like a little curtain maze, and then took like a Swiffer wet jet and like another broom that I found and just like shuffled him through and back out.
Wild.
And into the abyss.
I love the thought that like, say it had been a week.
Mm-mm.
And you've been sleeping next to this open door.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when the possum comes in and you were at a week of grief. And in that moment, your grief and everything just goes, and you go, this is Wizard. And now we have to live the rest of our lives
pretending.
You carrying around a possum, being like, no, this is Wizard. I got him back.
If it had been a week, I don't know. I wasn't doing great after 3 days. Long story short, eventually someone found him and posted it on Nextdoor, and we were able to go and... I brought him some fried chicken, and at first they're so panicked and stressed that they didn't even recognize me. So I had to like toss him some food, and then eventually I was able to hand feed him. And then once he caught a whiff of my little fingers, he was like, wait a damn minute. But yeah, now he's back. He got a clean bill of health from the vets.
Good.
He did get x-rays. It does turn out he has very mild hip dysplasia, but that's a genetic thing, not something mm-hmm. like that. But like, good to know. Yeah. So ultimately pretty good.
Really, I'm so glad that he's okay and he's back.
Me too. Yeah. I saw
that post on Facebook that you had posted about like, if anyone sees him, let me know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do something about this. Like, I need to text Camille. And then I text you and I was like, good luck, girlfriend. best wishes.
Put your phone down happily and you're like, I have done my work.
I put my phone down and I was like, God, I'm a dick. That was terrible.
Well,
I
texted Camille one thing before I found out about it that was very inane and she justifiably did not respond to. And then learned about it and then just sat there going, and then just never texted her.
Yeah, that was for the best, honestly. Because it's one of those things where, like, I was keeping my sister updated about it, but that's the only, like, I only had the capacity to, update one person, like, say it one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was stressful. But yeah, so if anybody ever loses their dog, don't go chasing around the streets for them, because that's just going to spread your scent. Just put a little pile
just put a little bottle of your own urine out
of the yard. Bottle of your own
indirectly
urine.
Pee in bushes.
Yeah. I would have just done it, but a lot of those neighbors had security cameras, so I'd rather them see me like a water bottle. They'd be like, what is this girl doing? It's like, you know, but you got no proof. You know exactly what I'm doing.
Catch me if you can.
Fine, it's totally fine. Welcome everyone to another week of the Mythical Menagerie. We are three professional zookeepers who like to talk about obviously our lives and give each other updates because we're friends, and I think that sometimes our lives can be entertaining, but we also, the main reason we have this podcast is to discuss the logistics of caring for and maintaining welfare of mythical creatures in a zoological setting. And honestly, at this point, if you don't know that by now, like, what are you doing? But I am one of your co-hosts, Camille, also lovingly referred to as Denzel Sprack.
I'm Sarah, aka Titter Snowbird.
I'm Joe, aka Lord Weasel, aka
King Chameleon.
I'm not gonna lie, there has not been a single intro you've done where it hasn't felt so weird that you say professional zookeeper. And you're not wrong, but every time you say it, I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well,
that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. It just feels like I have to say professional because they're in the world of social media and like TikTok and Instagram rehabbers and what's that guy, the everybody eats guy?
Everybody else Raymond?
No, the guy that fed all those deer and like the whole, he would like, he posted a video on Instagram, his Instagram stories or something. He's like, everybody eats. And he like names this like group of deer that were in his backyard. And then of course they're wild ass deer and they become conditioned to this. So they didn't leave and he gets Instagram famous for it. And now people like ask him to go and do like fun animal experiences for the gram and shit. And it's just social media can be tricky when it comes to animal care, and not everyone that is in the like animal field in the way that the general population know it, a professional or a zookeeper. So I like to make the distinction. I don't know. Maybe I'm just
this is
back to my freaking zookeeper days. I'm a bit of a psycho. So
you're right. It sounds weird for me to address myself as that.
That's
But it
you.
Is true. It's just
you
it
are
feels weird.
King Chameleon, professional zookeeper.
That's me.
That's you.
That's what my business card says.
I wish you could put King Chameleon on a name tag for your job. I still don't have a name tag.
I wish we had name tags.
Do you have a name tag?
I love having a name tag. We don't have name tags, no.
Yeah, I wish I had a name tag. That'd be great.
Yeah, we have them for like events. People don't usually just wear them, but if we have donor events, we have to wear them, which I was at one and I haven't gotten mine in yet. And I was really worried they were going to make me just like pick someone that wasn't there that day, but they didn't. It was fine. I'm no one there. I just started, so no one's going to ask me anything.
Wrote
like,
on a sheet of paper, no one, and stabbed it into
your
chest.
Yeah, I just, like, I wasn't giving any of the talks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For the best.
I give a talk every day.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Is.
Oh, it's about the same thing every time?
Mm-hmm. I have the 2:30 Siamang talk.
Oh, interesting.
You got that script down?
No. So here's the thing. There are four talks that happen. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are six talks technically that happen every day. Two of them are like, there's like two otter talks and two penguin talks. So it's the same animal, but two different mm-hmm. times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those talks have a very kind of easily accomplished and well-marked space where it happens.
Mm-hmm.
The Siamangs that I take care of live on an island, and it is a big stretch of fence. And so, like, people don't know where to gather if they need to know that there's a Siamang talk happening. So 99% of the time, my Siamang talk is me tricking people into being at the Siamang talk. I walk up to them and I say, hey guys, how are you doing today? And they say, oh, we're good. And I say, I'm going to be doing our Siamang feeding in like just a few minutes if you guys are interested. And a lot of times they go, oh. And then they'll very slowly walk away. But sometimes I trick them into staying.
Yeah. Mm. My favorite is when you get halfway through the talk, because I've been watching talks because I am going to have to do it eventually, but the keeper will be talking and like answering questions, and there's always like a weird moment where just 87% of the group that was there just leaves and that's like no, and then suddenly it's like a couple and then like maybe a few kids whose parents can no longer be found, and you're like, well, I actually do have other things to do, and it would have been better if maybe all of you had left. Because because now it's just weird. Like, now we're just staring at each other. Yeah. Ugh, misery.
Every time that somebody asks me, what am I feeding the colobus? And then I tell them, and then I start going into why that's what I'm feeding them and why it's cool, because the colobus are fucking cool.
Yeah, they are.
And then I keep going, and then I just see them just look around. Yeah, like there's just like 20,000 butterflies around. Like, yeah. Well, I'm like,
there's
gotta be something else to look at. Information.
Yeah, it's tough being excited about things that other people aren't. But that's why we have this podcast. Kind of. Speaking of which, today, this animal was a suggestion from someone in our DMs.
Here's the thing. I misremembered.
That's okay.
Oh. Well, in...
Our dear listener requested something different, and
I haven't
read it in a minute. And so when you said, what are the suggestions? I was like, probably this.
I'm so inspired by
Yeah, thank you.
Inspired by a true story. Based on the events of...
But more like Sandra Bullock in Blindside as opposed to...
Yeah.
You know.
The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, sure. But today we're going to be talking about the wyvern.
Wyvern.
Yes, that's what the man said.
Okay.
I wish it was wyvern. I like wyvern better.
It sounded okay. Before we got on here today, we did YouTube the pronunciation, and the guy that we clicked on was vaguely European, and it sounded pretty okay when he said it, but I just feel like wyvern with our American, I don't know, maybe it's a personal problem.
No, I agree.
Just the wyvern.
You are
Southern man.
Yeah, I'm not as South as you.
I'm
y'all.
One time I had someone tell me that I had a twang, and I was like, you shut your fucking mouth. I don't know why it offended me so, but like, I don't identify with the Southern accent, but I guess
it. You don't have a Southern accent, but it pops up every now and then.
Yeah, I feel like it's more phrases.
Flip into it.
Yeah, but
especially when I am talking to people at work, because they have one.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
So I'll go from talking like this to talking like this.
Oh no! Anyway, for those that don't know, the wyvern is a small to medium-sized, very rarely has it been called large, but in some...
I read one site.
Okay. But for the most part, it is a smaller species of dragon that does not have, or that only has the two hind limbs, and then the wings are... It's more... kind of how bats are. Their wings are actually their arms and such, as opposed to like the Shrek dragon has four arms and legs and wings, and the
I thought you were gonna say that they have hind legs and wings as opposed to Shrek, who has hind legs and arms.
No,
yeah.
Or
she's not technically wrong.
The dragon in the Hobbit series.
No, he's a wyvern.
He's a wyvern?
Yeah. Smaug? He doesn't have... I'm pretty sure when I googled wyvern, one of the things was like, Smaug's a wyvern.
Oh. I don't know. I'm
Smaug is a dragon.
Does he have front legs? Because then the thing on maybe just the random Google article I saw was wrong.
In the movies, he goes around like this.
In the movie,
he's a dragon. In the book, he's a wyvern.
No, other way around.
Oh, come on.
In the movie, he walks around on his wing hands.
Oh. Okay.
Did Bridgerton Cumbersnoot ask for that?
Probably. Bridgerton Cumbersnoot. I've heard that one. That's a great one.
That's a good one. Well, I mean, oh, but you get it. The I and also what I read, and correct me if I'm wrong, you looked at more websites than I did, but from what I was reading, the wyvern has just more like animalistic attributes and behaviors, whereas a dragon in the larger dragons that we think of have a higher intelligence and are more
sentient and they can speak.
Yeah. But yeah, basically the wyvern is if you took a pterodactyl and gave it like the bottom half of a
Shrek.
I was gonna say a Tyrannosaurus, but oh, and then it also has a long tail that ends in a diamond point that is often if the website said poisonous, but it's venomous if it's injected. Poisonous is injected or ingested. So sorry. If you ingest it, it's poison. If it is injected, it's venom. So the diamond pointed tail would be venomous. And it was also unclear. It said some stories have a breath weapon. That's a direct quote.
Same.
A breath weapon. But I say for the purposes of this podcast, we just give it the venomous diamond point and no breath weapon.
No fire.
Yeah. I like breath.
You're going to say breath weapon.
Yeah. It's a new tongue twister that I can't avoid. You know, I can't not go with it. Breath weapon, breath weapon, breath weapon.
Unique Ugh. Breath weapon. Unique breath weapon. Black Beetles blue. Nope.
Black Beetles?
Black Beetles bleed blue blood.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You remember Black Beetles bleed blue
no,
blood?
No.
Yellow is the red leather, yellow is the red leather.
I know
leather.
That. But the only reason I know those is because of the film Fired Up. Did either of you see that? One of the mascots, who also mascots historically do not talk. So it doesn't make sense, but he's like warming up for his mascot time and he keeps doing the red leather, yellow leather, red leather, and then he goes, unique New York, Barack, 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 Obama. good movie. Can't recommend it enough. I hope it aged well. Who can say? It didn't really have much about like the natural history of it, unless you
I read something that would that suggested that they lived in Africa. And
oh, okay.
Savannah-ish and the plains and such.
Sure.
But then I read another thing that said North America.
See, I read, like, I guess it, the myth and legend of it all came about either in France or Scotland. I'm seeing, France. So yeah. I assumed it was...
They're French. I'm fine with that.
They're French. So I guess their diet is like baguettes and cigarettes.
Sure.
Ah, come on.
Just a general malaise.
Just a nice stereotype for you.
Can I interrupt this really quick to talk about something very off topic that I just realized and got a little nervous about since we are 24 minutes into recording this. This is the first time I've done this recording without headphones in. And I'm very nervous that it's picking up your voices on my mic. And is that bad?
Yeah,
I don't think so, because it's not your mic that is recording. It's this mic that's recording, right? I don't know. I don't know.
We'll find
I don't
out.
Know why I said that as though I'm a sound engineer. I was so confident. This
just
coming from, people who last week could not get the sound to work.
Yeah, that was my fault, though.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I think we'll be okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Sorry.
Worst case scenario, yeah, we will have to re-record, which we've done before, or we just post it at a maybe lower sound quality, which, again, we've also done before.
Okay, sorry, continue.
No, it's okay. I don't really know what their... It doesn't say explicitly what their diet is or, like, where they need... to live.
I mean, I assume they'd be carnivorous.
Yeah, that's
if we're
the assumption.
If we're going with France, then maybe they're Alps in the Alps.
Okay.
Mont Blanc.
What?
Mont Blanc.
I thought that was like
a pen.
Yeah.
It's that too, but it's also okay. A big old mountain in the like, Alps.
Is that an expensive pen?
Sure.
I don't know.
It's whatever. Not a Bic.
Don't hate on the Bics. Yeah, so, I mean, do we want to, I guess for diet, it's just standard carcasses and
yeah.
meat
I think
offerings.
So.
Okay.
You can probably eat the same thing the harpy eats.
Yeah.
Do.
We should have to put it on a feast table.
I wonder, did it say anything about wyvern's disposition?
I read a thing that said they were like treasure hoarders, like Smaug. Greedy is a disposition.
Okay.
I guess. Well, I think they are that more, to use a weird word, like the primal compared to dragons, so they're probably a little more aggressive and reactionary, and
so we're probably not going to be able to do any sort of mixed species.
I don't think so.
So here's the thing, I don't know where exactly we're pulling from wyverns, because I got to be honest with you, I didn't do any research, and I have just been letting you guys talk this whole time. But according to Ark Survival Evolved Wiki,
sure.
Their behavior is extremely aggressive.
Okay.
The only exception is the forest wyvern, which was not attack at all. But they can be domesticated if they are raised from an egg, and they can be used as mounts.
Oh, interesting.
So that could be something if we raise them from wee babes.
Yeah. But
like, this is also a video game, so I don't know if we want to count it.
We could do wyvern rides.
Cute. That seems really dangerous, but
I think, okay, so what I'm reading off of worldanvil.com.
Sure.
I don't know what that's for, but it says here that domestication has not been successful because they very much have lizard brains. But that being said,
lizards can be trained.
Lizards can be trained, and with even the exotic reptiles, when they are under human care, like you said, if they're raised and handled from hatching onward, like if they're raised to be used to being handled, it's usually not a problem. So I think I agree with that. This says that they tend to live in extremely high altitudes and nest near the peaks of mountains, and that their eggs require a shockingly low temperature to incubate. So that's fun.
That's interesting. I was going to say, them being a reptile, would we need, I guess if they live at the top of the mountains, maybe we don't need especially warm?
I don't think we need bulbs for heat, but I would assume like the different UVB and A, is that usually what the reptile bulbs? That's what I have. Yes. My bearded dragon, which is not a wyvern, but Parishnikov, may she rest in peace. But she was, yeah, and she did well until the end. You know, when you rescue incredibly old animals, it's just,
they only last so long.
Yeah, you can only do so much. But yeah, so I do think there should definitely be basking locations. Like maybe if we, I know that we did not approve the fell beast, which if you haven't listened to that episode, go back now and listen to it.
It includes our good friend Grickle Grams, and he's the best, and I miss him.
Yeah, me too.
Sarah, did you just have like fake hillbilly teeth in your mouth?
I have flattened penny.
I have a either way, penny some weird from tourist Confusion Hill.
What is it?
An interesting choice is what it is.
Hold on.
Oh, it is a, it is a kind of a flat penny.
I told you it was a flattened penny.
Good job.
It's not kind of a flattened penny. It is a flattened penny.
I know me, my flattened penny when I see one.
Kind of. It's kind of a...
Shall we adjourn and take a break and then continue onward with the wyvern?
That sounds good.
Do a quick little break. Okay. Great.
I live for a break.
Break up piece of the podcast jam.
We're back and better than ever. Back doing great things
than ever.
Yeah. So the wyvern.
We had a long break. Luxurious.
It was good. It was good for us. And we hope you enjoyed your break as well.
Yeah, I hope you took some time.
Yeah. Really reflected.
Went to a pool.
Something. The wyvern, I think we left off on what his or her exhibit was going to look like. And are we assuming that we're going to hand rear a hatchling? I think that's our best bet.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Hand rear a hatchling. Once he or she is fully mature, what is their exhibit going to look like? Anybody got any thoughts?
Some cliffs, some big old mountainous area. I think like big. This can be a nice big habitat that we can have multiple viewing points of. We can have
not a walkthrough, but like almost like an aviary so that they can fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the fell beasts we had the tunnel that would go in or something, so the guests are in the habit in the
and if we give the wyvern like a few acres, I don't think it needs to be quite as large as the fell beast because it is smaller in size, but obviously being able to fly is important. But mm-hmm. we could do, like you said, multiple viewing stations and have it all be like little
things that jut in.
Yeah, yeah, jut into it. I think that could be fun.
And you I would never do this. I would hate it. But you could do from one jut in to another jut in, like the Grand Canyon, like the Skywalk, where you walk out and you look down. That's just class, and you are an insane person and you want to die.
Yeah, yeah, that's very scary. I personally would never.
I would never do it, but we should.
We should offer this. Because
like people love it for some reason, but we will never do it.
Yeah. Since we're hand rearing, I think it would be a good idea. It's tricky though, depending on how huge we make it. But we're gonna have to shift.
There could be an area that is off. That like there could be a nursery area, like mm-hmm. a smaller habitat where they are raised, that then they shift into the larger habitat eventually, and that can also be where we shift them in. Or there could be that, and there could be their cave den area that we could shift them into as well.
I like that idea because I was also thinking, since they like nest in
the
cavern,
the caverns of the peaks.
Yeah, of a mountain. I was worried about how we would get there, but if that's their indoor holding space.
Yeah, if we had, if one end of it is this big mountain, at the top of that is their den area, and then the habitat essentially goes down from that.
Okay.
Maybe down. Mm-hmm. And maybe then, like, it goes down from that, and then there's cliff walls that go up, and that's where the viewing areas are.
Okay.
So you're kind of, everywhere you're looking at this big mountain,
mm-hmm.
and the wyverns are about. Are we enclosing them somehow?
I think sturdy, steel mesh that they use for, since he doesn't have a breath weapon. Since they don't have a breath weapon and it's just the venomous spike, I think as if we go plexiglass anywhere that the spike could potentially get to a guest, but everything else just be that like steel or whatever that mesh is. Can you do that
over
like multiple,
like over acres?
I mean, you would need support beams and stuff, but
I hate support beams, but there aren't many trees,
but if we do like a nice, really almost Disney World-esque like sculpting of and make it like a handsome redwood of sorts, if you will.
Some French wood.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's not a California thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't need a redwood tree.
Or it could also be if we could do like multiple very large glass, acrylic, whatever domes that were connected to each other. So it would bouncy, but large.
Well, and I also wonder because cleaning this is going to be a bitch. I mean, which not that important since it is going to be huge. Like, I don't think to rake or do anything, but we need to have multiple access points for maybe like a power washer to hook up and like spray the urines from stuff occasionally. So maybe having those support beams, if it's
big enough, we might just need an access point where we drive a truck in and then the truck has the water and the power washer on it to go around and do everything.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah, so just have a truck gate, have the indoor holding as their cave. Yeah, that's pretty good. Multiple viewing points. Training. Do we only want to do training in their holding or nighthouse area, or do we want to have a place where they could... I think we could do
public
training. Yeah, I think that could be fun.
It would be, like, aesthetically, it would be very cool for people to see the keeper walk out onto their own special jut.
Yeah.
All the juts. We've got so many juts. Want to see a jut? We got a jut. We have the jut for you.
This side of the Mississippi.
May I ask that the very first behavior that we start to condition and train is to put some sort of protective, a voluntary cap of sorts on that pointy venomous end, just because once we do start doing more complex things for husbandry, like injections or blood draws or something where the animal has to choose to participate in something uncomfortable, it might be nice if we have that extra safety of when they come over for a training session, the first thing they do is we put a cap on the tail and they get, what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And then at the end, the cap comes off and then all done. Bye.
Yeah.
Right?
Love it.
I like that.
Great.
We also, you mentioned over the break, bringing back our cannon idea from Felbeast.
Yeah. I want some cannon access points so we can shoot pigs through the air.
Just shoot them at another jut and just smack it in front of a kid.
It'll be so good.
Am I the only one who said no to the cannon?
I didn't know you. I didn't realize anyone said no to the cannon.
I thought Camille and I both said no to the cannon.
Oh, right now, Camille's saying yes to the cannon.
I was judgmental initially until I remembered, like, the drama of it all, you know? Mm. Like, and I am here for that. I mean, it doesn't need to be a pirate's cannon, although I would like that.
No one has said it has to be a pirate's cannon or else. And here you are going, well, I guess it doesn't need to be that, but...
That's what I would like. I would like Peter Pan grade cannons.
Okay.
Personally.
Would the cannon be a, like, keeper training, but, like, you know, here's the time when we are doing the feeding.
I think it would be an enrichment.
Enrichment, or is it a guest gets to hit a button?
I don't love that.
Not even just the... Yeah. I mean, we're not going to let them aim it, obviously.
Right, right. Well, then you get to the difficult part, because obviously when you want it to be a high value item, so it's going to be one of their bigger feeds, and I wouldn't want, if we offer that experience to guests, it's kind of like when you're able to pay to feed lorikeets, right? Like, then how do you monitor how much they're getting? And before you know it, you got a fat ass wyvern that can't get back to its holding space because.
And then you open the door into the wyvern enclosure and it's just sitting in a corner bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
Staring at you. Goddamn lorikeets.
I am not proud of this. Don't miss them that much. I do miss them. Not nearly as much as any of the other exhibits.
They're summoning something. They were in a circle the other day.
They are unsettling.
I'm terrified of them. I'm not scared of them. There are animals that I take care of that I am cautious of. I am appropriately have a level of fear and respect for
them.
I am not. I have been bitten by lorikeets. It hurts like a goddamn. I've been bitten in between the thumb and the finger on that little webbing, your Clooney or whatever. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
And it doesn't leave a mark.
And it doesn't leave a mark, so no sympathy.
Nobody feels bad for you.
But I'm not, that's not why I'm afraid of them.
And it's a small bird.
I'm afraid of them on an existential, spiritual level, because they are bringing something about. Because I will open the door and they will be standing in a circle on the ground. They're birds. They're going to be standing on a circle, just bouncing up and down. I will open it, and they all just look at me. I'm like, what? What were you doing?
They have.
Why? How did I interrupt you?
That flock.
I'm your keeper.
I don't trust that flock one bit.
Ugh, not even a little bit. Just bang on the metal, just making noises.
They're summoning something. Something is coming.
Yeah, one day I'm gonna open that door to feed them, and there's just gonna be like a demon man standing in there.
What are you feeding them right now? Are you feeding the animals?
I'm John.
Oh God.
I couldn't think of a demon name.
I like John. I believe that. There's got to be a demon named John at this point in 2021.
Travolta.
He's never dying, unfortunately.
Dying his hair. Well, he doesn't have any.
Tricky.
He doesn't have any hair?
Oh, those are all wigs. Now, not like Grease, but modern era John Travolta, those are all pieces.
One moment, please.
1,000% they are pieces. He will love, when I tell him later, he'll love that you didn't think they were wigs.
When you tell him later?
Yeah, when me and Trav talk.
Ugh.
We talk about all those wickedly talented people.
Oh, no!
Like Adele Dazeem.
Oh,
that's the best part about that.
Wickedly
talented.
It really bums me out how he aged. That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at him and he's bald.
Yeah, but then he'll show up in a lot of things with hair.
Huh.
What
are
you gonna do?
He went down a real cliff.
Truly. Speaking of cliffs and trying to bring it back to the wyvern.
Oh, sure.
We've decided the cannon is a good enrichment. We won't be giving guests a button. Okay.
I think you're right.
But like, what other enrichment options? I have seen Komodo dragons using like metal pails, and they just like toss them around, or they like wear them as hats themselves. Like they just stick their little heads in them, and they're like, it's pretty cute.
You can give them some big. Those would be some big metal pails.
Yeah.
But I like that.
Metal pails or like those, not trash bins, but they're like cans. Like industrial metal.
Yeah.
Cans.
Yeah,
like
they'd have to be pretty
tunnels
big.
Tunnels the porcupine have.
Oil barrels? Oil drums?
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Things like that. I think, pretty much just like whatever. I think he could get his diet items wrapped in paper and have to rip through that. I wonder, a part of me would like to try a zip line, but I also think that would be more of a hindrance to the flight pattern.
Yeah, I think, and the cannon kind of does a similar thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We could probably put up, it could be something that we,
or maybe a pulley on, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if we did pulley systems on those
jets.
We could do it on the jets. Now we've got jets in there.
No, just jets.
Do it on the jets or on the support beams that you hate.
Oh, sure.
If we wanted to do that. So that's enrichment training. We discussed putting a cap on. What else do we have?
Other training behaviors? I mean, you're talking about like a voluntary blood draw.
Yeah.
And all of that. Are there more?
What are some sort of flight pattern prone to? Are we gonna have to soak him or her?
We can provide a water source.
Yeah.
We can provide a lake, a pond.
Yeah, maybe
down in the valley.
In the valley. A nice rattling bog. Anybody? I know we've broken into that song at least twice on this podcast already.
Yeah. We should probably do it more.
Yeah, I agree. There, you can never sing that song enough. I wonder, is that song available when you go out to karaoke?
I don't know.
I think it would be, number one, very fun, but also misery for everyone else. Like going through that whole song, how long is that song? It's a while. It takes a while to get through things like that. Did we discuss if we wanted to have more than one to reproduce or just one? It seems like they're pretty solitary.
We could have more than one.
Okay. But do we want to reproduce? I'm assuming their numbers aren't great as you don't see many.
We could reproduce and continue to hand rear. Mm. Like we could pull them.
But then how many is too many? So that might be something that we need to be able to train a... Well, I guess you can just knock them down for that. To like do birth
transfers.
Control.
Oh, to, yeah. Or you can do it. Yeah, or you could pull the eggs,
yeah.
Yeah, you could pull it. Or if you're doing birth control, you could do it via, if we had them trained to do injections.
Yeah, true. I mean, stepping on a scale is an obvious one. Mm-hmm. I think a
Ooh, that's a big old scale.
Yeah. I think we'll have to have that built in to one of the juts and have a landing pad. That could be fun.
Oh, that could be fun.
A landing pad. Ooh, okay. What if we sell elopements? An elopement experience where you get to be on one of those jets, the one that's got the plexiglass and then the landing pad where he land or she can land, like that's where their scale is. And then, yeah, and then when you can get a really fun photo of a fucking wyvern behind your nuptials. That would be sick.
Okay. Is he efficient?
Yeah.
Let's
get him ordained while we're at it.
Here's my one question. Why does it have to be an elopement? Why does it have to be under duress and not with the complete support?
An elopement more as...
Not a full wedding.
A micro wedding. Okay. I don't think we can have 100 people sitting there.
Also, elopements don't always happen under duress.
Well, but the connotation is that it is not, in a full church, it is not necessarily
for me, an elopement, the connotation is that it's fewer people. It's small. It's a small, intimate gathering. And, sometimes spur of the moment. I don't know why. I have no sign. I have nothing to back me up on that. But when I hear elopement, I hear micro wedding, which is its own thing. So that was, I am elbow deep in wedding planning, and I gotta tell you, it's hard.
Sure.
But fun. I get really, really excited, and I start doing things, and I start reaching out to people, and then once they start responding, I become overstimulated, and then I'm like, I can't look at any of this right now, and then 3 weeks go by, and then I get excited again and respond to all these people, and then they're like, okay, yeah, like, yes, let's nail some things out. I'm like, oh, no, 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 I'm oh,
why did you
no.
text me? Like, this
yeah,
is really awkward.
Oh, no.
Who asked you?
Oh, no. But
is that because it's also your money?
I think that too. Like once it comes time to put some pen to paper and to lose some of that cash, I'm like, ugh. For linens, seriously? That's the worst part.
Yeah.
The freaking, well, and I assumed that this is not really that much of a shocker, but I don't really want like flowers at my wedding. So I assumed that I was cutting costs there and like I wouldn't have to use a florist. But it turns out, regardless, even if you want just like a shit ton of candles, like usually people go through a florist because the decor company, these rental companies, they like just give you tables and chairs and cutlery and, you know, like the plates and shit. But the actual like decor for the table that people look at and remember is a separate thing. And I was like, oh. So when you come in and there's just like basic ass like plastic fold out tables at my wedding, don't be don't be surprised.
Just one Yankee candle per table.
Yeah. A different scent
yeah.
at each table.
And you say, it's an experience. You go around the world.
Oh, I hate that. do we have anything else we need to discuss?
I mean, we must.
But,
we talked about diet. We talked about habitat. We talked about training. We talked about enrichment. We talked about
cleaning. Yeah, and husbandry.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any other?
I think as far as breeding goes, like as long as we keep it under a manageable, because that's the other thing. I don't really know what size their clutch is, like how many eggs they lay at a time, and of those, how many are usually viable? Because if they don't need to be incubated at a super warm temperature, I'm going to assume that as long as they were fertilized, they're going to be successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if she's laying 100 eggs, you know what I mean? We're going to have to maybe scoop 97 of them.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a question of like, what do we do with those eggs? It could be enrichment for some of the other. That actually could be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we could have a wyvern team whose job it was to prepare any that we had hatched to be re-released.
Oh.
True.
I like that.
Even if we only keep two, then we've got four.
Yeah, and they're related. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true, very true. Do we know, are there senses of smell? Is a dragon's sense of smell really good? Like, is scent and
I would assume
fun for them?
They
no?
would have a similar thing. You know, they're reptiles, so it's got to be like snakes and Komodo dragons, all that, where they have those like crazy. They have, like, smell, but also the one that's
yeah.
a dude's name that I can never remember
yeah,
that they have
yeah.
the other holes for.
Yeah. Oh,
not
no.
Mike Urban Trout. He was the bodyguard on Jerry Springer, but it's something like that.
Can I petition to have whatever the name is changed?
Mike Urban Trout's smelling holes.
He can smell out a runner from a mile away. I saw a TikTok recently. I know, we almost made it a whole episode without talking about TikTok. Can you believe? But I saw a TikTok of someone using this sound from Nope, it was an ADD moment. Sorry. I think it was a Maury sound where it says, and the results are in, and you are not the father or whatever. So that's the sound. And then someone had that sound playing while their dog was like sitting and staring. And right when he said, you are not the father, he like, the dog takes off and starts sprinting around and has the zoomies. Oh, it was pretty good. I'm going to have to do that, Mr. Wizard. But for why? Because the content is already in existence. But it's not Mr. Wizard. He's so good. And he's little. And we're glad that he's home. Shall we vote? I don't know. I don't know. Sure. Let it flow. Let yourself go. Slow and low. That is the temp. What song is that? Is that a Beastie Boys song?
I think you just made it up.
Yes.
Oh.
To the Beastie Boys.
I don't know. I feel like it's called
It is the Beastie
Slow
Boys.
Low,
I think so.
Who can say? Anyway, let's vote. Ooh, we need to talk about our... Sorry, if he makes it in, we need to talk about our gift shop item.
Or she.
Or she. Yeah.
Everyday sexism.
Everyday sexism. I need to... I feel like... We as a culture need to just adopt going for the they them first and then having people correct. You know what I mean? Because that's literally neutral. So like, it makes more. I don't know. Maybe I had this thought when I was a little high up, but I was like, it just makes sense, and I wanted a bit more of a reaction.
I mean, we didn't say no.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, it makes more sense to, like, for the baseline to be they, them, and then people can differentiate from there however they please.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm trying.
Anyway, are you going to let him in?
I vote yes on the Wyvern. I didn't know I was starting. That's it. I should have. I should have just voted. Sorry. Go ahead. Someone else. I say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
Wizard says yes as long as he doesn't eat me. Oh, you are giving me a little tiny snack.
Camille's really carrying the second half.
Gift shop item. Like, what do we... I think of scales.
What?
Shed scales.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Scales would be cool. And you could make earrings out of it. You could make some jewelry, some necklaces, depending on how cute the scales are.
And how big they are.
And iridescent. Yeah. I think it would be fun to, like, go very, just lean into the, like, Renaissance culture and, like, have daggers, fake daggers that look like the spike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a bit of an ADD moment. Do we know, like, where within the menagerie? Because we had a map at one point, like, where, and we had it organized in a specific way.
I think this is big enough that this is in a corner.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of got to be...
Kind of...
It's hard
like
to work
things.
It's got to mount it in the back of it.
Because I think it went, like, so Sarah can see. It went like Bigfoot was our big thing over here, and then there was the Minotaur.
We had like Greece, where we had and the Minotaur.
Yeah.
And then, I don't remember. I'm sure I have pictures.
I know the aviary is somewhere. It's like in between. I think it went like Bigfoot, unicorn, aviary, Cerberus, Minotaur. For our
this
listeners,
is amazing
this
for
is
this
probably
audio podcast. I do want you all to know that I am sitting next to her, and visually, it is more confusing.
Yeah, it's not great. Oh, we really
Sarah
had
just
it mapped
picture.
Out that we can't read, but that's okay.
That's fine. I'll post it to the Instagram.
Yeah, one day we'll figure this out.
I think we should put it by like Kappa Gardens, if that.
So
makes
the Kappas
sense.
Are in.
No, but remember we had. The Japanese gardens because we just thought that would be cute
in honor of the kappa that died because they weren't let in.
Oh, I don't remember killing any kappas. That's
well, you
so
didn't let them in, so they didn't get our care, so I assume they're dead now.
Oh my gosh. Did we have the Kraken at the point that we made that map?
No.
I don't think so.
Because that's who's Kappa Gardens now, because it was a pool.
Yeah, we have Unicorn, Clefairy, Bigfoot, Cataplexus, Aviary that's got the Phoenix in it, Manticore, Minotaur, Cerberus,
okay.
And BDE.
In the BDE, you can't forget the BDE. I think we need to put the BDE and the Wyvern kind of near each other. That way we have this incredible, wildly beautiful experience, and then the fucking BDE.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this incredibly beautiful experience and then the Wyvern.
I know you would think that. And it makes sense since they're both reptiles, so
yeah.
Whenever we are able to actually rescue a...
What do you mean? We definitely have a basilisk.
Yeah, we definitely have it. That's my bet. But whenever, you know, we are assembling our team...
We can get rid of that teenage boy and give to the Wyvern?
We can... I mean, but we can, you know, they don't... have to travel as far, because I think it
sure.
is important to, I don't know why I feel this way, because I actually am a big fan of like the more generalist organization of zoos, how they have them set kind of what we did with the Greece corner, like you have it set by geographic location, mm-hmm. so it's not necessarily by species, but maybe it's just because reptiles are such a mystery to me personally that I just feel like people need to be with the reptiles
and away from
I had a bearded dragon and I did a great job with her but I also personally have never applied for a reptile position myself because I'm not like
insane.
I'm not that confident in my reptilian care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was calling the vet too much when I had a reptile. Just like, hey, so what do you think about, like, this kind of food? They're like, I just fucking feed it. I don't, like, sending them pictures of poop. They're like, how did you get this number? You know what I mean? Like, just a lot of that.
Sure. When we have our nuptials on
nuptials on the jet.
When they announce them, can they say husband and wife earn?
Yes.
They have to. Yeah, it's in the contract. And we could train a really fun, like, you know, like behavior, some sort of positioning of the wyverns. If only they had a breath weapon. But like,
rip
I don't
breath
know.
Weapon.
Hold on. I just found a more updated photo of
the
what's it called? The map.
Oh.
And
sense on the wife.
Yeah, I was like, I think we got it.
I don't think they're real. I mean,
We've done a whole podcast already. I forgot about Sister Zagoria.
DeviantArt posted.
This one's on Procreate, so.
God.
It's like vaguely animated.
I found a cool blogspot.
Blogspot.
I forgot about Sister Zagorium Zunder Zuporium.
That was everybody that just went.
Bar cow ass.
What? Oh, the
I think
playground.
The
oh no, the
bar. You
yeah,
went.
There was a bar that was a big cow butt.
Up a cow's butt.
I don't remember why, but there was.
Because that's how the Minotaur came into existence.
Oh yeah. So you walk into a cow butt.
Yeah. And Sarabi would not allow us to have that be a playground for the children.
Yeah.
So it is now an adult only
bar. It's our
bar and grill.
It's
yeah,
our
there's a reason
club, whatever that
the Disney
own
HR department yet.
Oh,
also,
geez.
everyone should know that My first idea for the name of this podcast was Sister Zagorium's Under Zuporium.
And that's pretty good.
So,
well,
what it could have been.
I think we did it. I think we've done it.
I think you guys did it. I think I contributed 4 words total.
I think you did great. I think you're a light and what's another positive thing?
I don't know, you said the one I thought of, light.
You're the light and logic.
Logic
of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Not the rapper.
Not the rapper. Well, you said light.
Hey, did you know that he's mixed? Oh, man. I was going to try and do a wyvern pun, but it's not in me. There's something about puns. They don't come to me the way they do to you.
Well, that's a hard one, though. I hadn't been thinking about it. I got nothing.
I now pronounce you husband and wyvern is pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's no way to end a podcast. I don't know.
Brain's just stuck on Wyvern Troyer.
What?
Wyvern Troyer was Mini-Me. The actor who played Mini-Me.
I think I'm just gonna fade us out. What do you think, Sarabi?
That sounds fine. You could also just go so easy and say bye, Vern.
Oh.
Don't sound too excited about that
solution. That wasn't it. I'm just gonna wing it in myself.
Okay, I think
good. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.